Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello. Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. Steve Cypress here. Wisdom Wednesday, be a short one today. It's a saying that I am famous for. Had posters up in every room where I held my events, hundreds of them, small business entrepreneur seminars. I am famous for saying lifetime learners are lifetime earners. Almost forgot to share my rhino of the day. Actually, it's two rhinos today. It is this pair of rhinos attached to books that function as bookends. Go figure. And I thought that was appropriate because they're very cool. They're wooden, hand-carved, pretty substantial rhino. Well, I guess they got to be to hold up the books, right? Rhino bookends. Very cool. Been on my shelf for, 20, 30 years. And so that kind of goes along with the theme of today's Wisdom Wednesday, lifetime learners. Are you constantly reading? Are you reading the right things? When you're watching TV, are you watching for the right things? When you're out shopping, are you looking for the right things? Look at that. Bob, Dominic, Justin, thanks for being here. We got a group of sharp entrepreneurs right there who I'm guessing are doing what I'm talking about here, are constantly learning. Okay, because what's a saying is, maybe somebody can help me out, if you are a know-it-all, or if you already know everything, I guess there's nothing left to learn, something like that, but, come on now. The vast amount of knowledge that I do not possess overwhelms the teeny tiny bit of stuff that I know, so I'm constantly looking to learn. So this curiosity leads to a lifetime of earning. It leads to constantly being aware of new and innovative things going on so you can model these strategies in your own business so you don't get left behind, so you don't get caught up in that's the way we always did it while the whole world passes you by, and pretty soon your whatever you do or however you do it is no longer works in your business and you're done. So for instance, even when I'm watching a TV show, when the commercials come on, I'm looking for not just, I'm not interested in that because I don't want to buy that, or that's something I have no interest in. Like, I have an interest in how they're presenting their selling proposition, how they are marketing their business, what kind of messaging they're looking to send, how they're connecting with their chosen audience and repelling the audience they don't want to connect to, and so forth. So I'm constantly learning. I walked through a store the other day. It reminds me, when I go through a supermarket, I'm looking around, I'll go down every aisle, even aisles I have no interest in, like the pet food aisle. Our doggy passed away about a year and 2 weeks now, and so we have no need for dog or cat food, but I go down that aisle, and I'm learning about sales and about marketing just by seeing that there's 827 different types of cat food and dog food, and where they position the dog toys in relation to the dog food, and then they have dog leashes right there. And so I'm looking and I'm thinking about how I can use this in my business, my client's business. When you add on a bonus or you add on a cross sell or an upsell opportunity, do you want fries with that type of thing? So, hey, I see you're getting the dog food. Did you know that we had a special on dog leashes? And that might be something appropriate to offer. So I'm looking at how others are doing that, even when I'm not looking to be the buyer. It's actually another saying that I'm well known for, which is to get on the right side of the cash register, to not always be in the I'm a consumer mode, but to get over into the I am selling mode. Because all business owners and entrepreneurs, that's what we're doing. We're always selling people either on our goods or services, but also on our point of view on the buying criteria we set forth for how you should choose someone in our industry. I'm always selling a concept, a product, a service, whatever else it is. So lifetime learners are lifetime earners. Stay curious, stay open-minded, always be willing to look at opportunities and listen to what's out there and take a look and look at it for the point of view that not just the knee-jerk reaction of that has nothing to do with me or that's not about my business, but how can I incorporate that into my business or sales or marketing strategy? So you always want to be curious and always want to be learning. Fair enough. At the end, I go to any questions here. Justin says, the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know something. Yeah, something or something like that. Or I think that's probably the saying. It's probably closer to whatever mumbo jumbo I said earlier. The more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. I love that one. You know, it's something, and I'll share this at the very end. I read in a great book that I read years ago by I don't know the pronunciation, but I think it's Nicholas Taleb, and it was called The Black Swan. Oh, but you know what? It's a story he told within the book. So actually, that book isn't necessary probably for me to cite. But it was a story about somebody visited a well-known and well-accepted, learned man, a wisdom-filled person, and they went into his library. And he had what you would picture, what you see in the movies, or whatever, like the floor to ceiling, 30 feet high books all the way around, thousands of all the works of all the great thinkers and all the great books of the world all in there. And I guess this, I'm going to butcher it, of course, as I did that saying. But as sure, Doug, great seeing you. And boy, thanks for joining us. So as the story goes, with something like, this is why I can't tell jokes. I don't remember how they really go, but I always laugh when people tell good ones. Speaking of Jerdo, professional comedian is here. So there's someone who's actually good at my jokes. Understatement there. But anyway, so he's laughing at me right now for how bad I am. But anyway, the story is something like that. The kid walks in and he says, "Oh, master, like, this is amazing. Are you telling me that you've read all these books?" And the guy was like, "My goodness, no. No, no. The books I've already no longer in my library. I give those away to somebody else. These are all books I haven't yet read." And the moral of the story was, or the saying was, or the wise person said that the measure of the wisdom of a person is how many books he owns that he hasn't yet read, that he hasn't yet consumed. And that made me feel great when I read that for my binges anytime I go on Amazon. And I'm like, that looks good. I went on there for a reason. A friend of mine has a book or a speaker I saw or something. I'm going to get that book. And then it says recommended. You ought to get this. And people also bought that. And I'm like, that sounds good too. And what do you think of this? And before you know it, I'm checking out with 8 or 10 books. And this box is appearing. And another stack of 10 or 12 books is hitting my shelves or hitting the corner of my desk or going on the floor, whatever. Like, and these stacks just keep piling up. And I have to... I think when I pick up these books, what made me get this book? So I'll read the back cover of the table of contents. I'm like, at the time, on Amazon, speaking of which, learn from Amazon. They got Jeff Bezos, the richest man in America, at least momentarily last week, and he'll get there again. Bill Gates being retired and Bezos just getting started. So, this is a guy who is someone to learn from, but they're great at selling stuff, right? So they get me to buy stuff because if you like this, you'll like that. But I end up having all these books and wondering myself, why did I get this? What did I want to learn from this? What did I want to get? And yet I get the good feeling from just having the book and putting it on my shelf and putting it in my library. And because I think back to this story, and so I used to beat myself up for having bought all these books and not reading them. And now I feel good because of that story that supposedly, I'll just believe it because it makes me feel good, that the measure of the wisdom of a person is how many books he has that he hasn't yet read. And that's a recognition, as Justin is pointing out here, that the more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. Like, there's always some more to learn. So be curious. Buy books. We love to watch documentaries. I know it sounds boring. There's 500 channels. I'm sure there's all kinds of thrilling and great stuff and all kinds of stuff to watch. Plus, we could watch the Dancing with the Network Kardashian stars of the X Factor American Idol show and just let hours blow by. But we love to watch documentaries. In fact, it's one of the well-known things here, my beautiful wife Michelle and I, when we sit down to watch a movie, that we love when it's a true story. When it says based on a true story, we just love that. And I think we're combining the entertainment with this learning yearning that we have. And I love that, and I celebrate it. So anyone else that does that, I'm with you. We're kindred spirits. Let's see that Jerd Dog says hello. And I know you're laughing at how poorly I tell a story And a joke is even worse, so I won't even try. And Jared Oak says, I think I read in a Dan Kennedy book. So there's someone who is curious. He's written lots of books. So people don't know he's a marketing expert for small business owners. He's written lots of books, and he subscribes to dozens of newsletters. And I'm sure there's lots of stuff he doesn't read, but there's more that he does consume, and he shares that knowledge with people who subscribe to his own newsletters. And oh, yeah, well, he said this is a quote in one of Dan's books. It's a Jim Rohn quote that Jerdog is putting up here. The poor people have big TVs, and rich people have big libraries. That's a quote from the business philosopher, the late, great Jim Rohn, actually, who said that. And not sure that it's actually his quote or not. Yes, I believe it is not. You know, I should kind of read the whole thing before I just start answering it, you think? And Chris Bell is here. Wow, fantastic. Great seeing you, my friend. You know, who popped in the other day was Chad Powers. I don't know if you guys know each other, but we had the same supplier during my 9-year career in door-to-door sales. And I remember your first day extremely well, Chris. And Rob, your roommate that came in and spent the day with me, and we had a blast. And I know you went on to great success there. And Jerdog says, thanks, I knew you would know. Actually, that's kind of the opposite of the theme of today, is how little I know. But that one I do know, and I appreciate that. Jim Rohn, highly recommend that you pick up stuff by Jim Rohn. It's got to be plenty of stuff out there. I'm sure if you type his name into Google, there's plenty of stuff out there and videos you can watch and stuff. And you might want to every day watch 5 minutes of a Jim Rohn video or read one chapter of a Jim Rohn book or a page or anything like that. Great business philosopher. Really get your mind straight. And that's it for today, Wisdom Wednesday. That was a lot of different Wisdom Wednesday topics. I'll have nothing left to talk about next Wednesday. Just kidding. I have a feeling I will. Meanwhile, thanks to everyone for being here. Bob, Dominic, Justin, Boy, Jer, Doug, Chris Bell, thanks for being here live. Anyone watching on the replay, I'll be back tomorrow with Throwback Thursday. I think it's the most fun I have of the week because I just go through some old, just going to say crap because whatever it is, and I pull something out and I go, nobody's really going to be interested in this, but I am. Brings back the memories, and I'm surprised, you know, pleasantly surprised. And people are like, wow, that's cool, and this and that, and whatever. So we'll pull something out of the archives, and it won't just be 30-year-old bookend rhinos. Although we love the bookend rhinos, and I'll be sharing that with you tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Thanks, everyone, being here today, and I will catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.